Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to welcome everyone to Crown Talking Drums Radio broadcast, where the Apostle Willie J. Armstrong is founder and CEO, and I am your host tonight, Evangelist Renee Strong. You may call me Renee. I also have a invited guest host. To some, I introduce Carolyn Crouch. To others, I still introduce Carolyn Crouch, Evangelist Carolyn Crouch. And tonight, it seems that we gotten off to a little late start. I do apologize. And at this time, I'm going to read into your hearing from the book of Romans, starting with Romans 8 and 28. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. And it says very simply, and we know that all things, not some things, but all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to swing on over to Romans 8 and 37. Starting at the 37th verse, Romans 8 and 37. It says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. If we say no more, those scriptures say enough. Amen and amen. And so I'm going to open up tonight, this evening, in prayer. And before I start, I want to just say that we're not going to speed through it, but we're going to give way to the Holy Spirit always. We're going to use the last 30 minutes of this broadcast to discuss, at least 25 to 30 minutes, to go into prayer, because truly we are in need need of prayer. And not, you know, we got to get into prayer. Not we wait till things happen, but okay. We need to get into prayer before they happen. Hallelujah. We need to get in. I find it, Lord, imperative that we get into prayer before it happens. The apostle reminded me of this tonight, and I've had this on my mind to pray. And so I'm not going to prolong it anymore, but what I will do is I'm going to discuss a little bit about Romans 8 and 28. And then I'm going to let Carolyn, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Okay. I'm going to let you take Romans 8, 38 to 39.
All right, ma'am.
I believe. Okay, and you
Amen.
Go away with it, and we're going to let the Spirit lead and guide us.
Absolutely.
And before I start, I'm going to open up in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come to you right now giving you praise, giving you all the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Elohim. Yahweh, we thank you. We thank you for how you kept us all through the week, oh God. And you kept us all through the weekend, oh God. And how you brought us safely, oh God, through the day. Father God,
yes.
Some were not so fortunate, oh God, to get up. But Lord, we don't take it for granted. We give you thanks and honor and praise, oh God. I got to praise you, Lord. I got to praise you because you're so good, oh God. And Father God, I'm asking you tonight, oh God, Father Lord, take control of this broadcast. Let your Holy Spirit pour down on us, oh God. Not just us, oh God, but on the listeners, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Wherever they are, oh God, we pray that some raindrops, some dew will fall on them, oh God. Fall fresh on this broadcast, oh God. Take us out of self, oh God. Use us in a mighty way. Lord, we are your humble vessels, oh God. And this I ask, Lord, in your precious name, Jesus Messiah, or the anointed one, the Savior of the world. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, Romans, it says, and we know all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according. I had to say that again, according to his purpose, love God, you know, it's such a blessed assurance to know that serve a God that loves us so much that even in when we were sinking deep in sin, when he even looks beyond our faults and he sees to all our needs, we are still we are the sinners saved by grace, and see, it is such an assurance to know that God loves us so much and he's so faithful. You know, we serve a faithful God, a faithful God that will do us exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or imagine. Hallelujah. When you think about that, we can't do anything. We can do nothing without God. And he has a purpose and a plan for each one of us. Hallelujah. It is a blessing that he takes the time to work not just some things out for our good, but all things out for our good. Not just an isolated incident. You know, just I'm going to here's Renee, my daughter Renee. Right now I see that she's in trouble, but I'm going to skip over her and I'm going to go see about Carolyn, or it's too much, she's involved in too much. It's too overwhelming. There is nothing too overwhelming for God. He's God of the just and God of the unjust.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I love him. I don't know about you, but I love him. And see, it means that we've got to, this is not just for anybody. It is for us that love God. I wonder, do you love God? Do you love him? You have to ask yourself, do you love him? Because you got to love God with your whole heart, with your whole mind, your soul, body. Your whole being has to be involved in this. This is not just for anybody. It's for those who love God, those who are completely sold out. Without hesitation, we can have faith. You know, it's such a blessing to know that God doesn't want us to have. He doesn't put any demands on us that we have to have total faith. But we have to have a whole bunch of faith. In other words, we just have to have faith the size of a mustard seed. And see, everybody doesn't have a lot of faith. That's why he gives a measure of faith to each of us. Hallelujah. And when you know God, when you know that all things work together for the good of you, of all of those, of all of us who love the Lord. It is, I know beyond a shadow of death that God sent his only son. He gave his son for me.
Yeah.
He died. Yeah. He gave his only begotten son. And it is the saving grace of Jesus Christ that went to the cross, obedient all the way to the cross, that he died.
Yeah.
And he died just once. You know, we need to know that. He only went to the cross one time. That's all it took is one time. It's not, he's not going to the cross anymore. So we need to be sold out that beyond the shadow of anything, no doubt, no hesitation, that no matter what we go through, so many people quote this verse. Hallelujah. They quote it when they're being promoted, want a promotion on the job. Oh, God is going to work all things out for my good. They quote it out when they go through sickness. We quote it out all the time. But we need to know what it really means that God is going to work everything out for our good. Mm-hmm. And not only do we know we need to know it, but we need to believe it. You see, it's power in God's words. Everything that God, every word of God has a significance. Every word of God has a meaning. When we know that God is going to work everything out for our good because he loves us, because God is love. God is, you know, the attribute of God, God has many attributes, but one attribute is God's love, and one attribute is God's faithfulness. And when we know that, it behooves us to have a relationship with God. We don't just call out God. You see, there's so many gods out in the world, little g gods, but we call in on the ultimate God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, Yahweh, the Jehovah God. And so that when we say that we love God, it shows that we have a relationship with God. We are closer than close. So yes, when we identify God for who he is, for his faithfulness, and it doesn't just take his faithfulness. We have to be faithful to God. And so I want to say, whatever we are going through, whatever we go through, God is working it all out for our good. It may not be right in our eyes that we see it, but by faith, by love of God. I believe it. I receive it. Amen. And so at this time, I'm going to call Carolyn to come in and discuss Romans 8 and 38 to 39, I believe.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. God bless you. Give honor to the Lord on tonight. Can everyone hear me okay? Glory be to God. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Amen.
Amen. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. You want me to go on to the 39th?
Yeah.
Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And to simply give you I'm just persuaded beyond doubt and without assurance, when with assurance that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principles, nothing pending, nothing threatening, nothing to come, no kind of power, witchcraft, and roots, and we got this thing of meditation and going to stones and dust, nor height, nor depth, or anything else in the creation, in all the creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God. That means we're tight-knit. And how many of us are really saved enough where the Lord, we have to even be like Abraham, Moses, and Noah. And when he took Isaac up there, to the mountaintop to kill his child. Hallelujah. That was a test of his faith. And that is what the Lord is talking about. How many of us will be willing to take our children if God said you have to take your children. Now, we know that they're doing it, and the enemy is attacking them, and the flesh is attacking them, and their ignorance is attacking them. Their mental illnesses are attacking them, and they're taking the lives of their children. But back in the biblical times, this was a test of his faith. God had a ram in the bush waiting, willing, and ready for the sacrificial offering. But we have to sacrifice. What are we willing to sacrifice and give up to make this tangible walk with the Lord? And I get a little tired and a little sick of hearing, especially our leaders, who won't tell the truth, the whole truth. It's not really nice being saved. It gives you eternal life. That's one of the nicer things. But you go through hell right here on earth. And a lot of times we put it on ourselves and we tell God, why? Why me, Lord? When it's our flesh that messed us up. Because the Holy Ghost will check you. But the Holy Ghost will gracefully leave you, allow you, your flesh, to wreck you. How many are willing to answer God, for God I live? Think about the song that you're singing in church. For God I live, for God I die. Are you really singing that? Or are you singing it to the member that's sitting beside you or standing beside you? Or are you singing it to your leaders? Or are you singing it as to God? If not, you singing a lie. Send me, Lord, I'll go. If my mother, if my father, if my sister, if my brother, whatever relative, I'll go. And that's why God says, separate yourself. Come ye from among you. Be peculiar. Be separate. Be holy. Be perfected, because we're not perfect. Only God, the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is perfect. We are not. And we need to come into the position of the Holy Ghost to know that beyond the shadow of a doubt, the strength. And that comes from prayer. That comes from fasting. That comes from separating yourself even from family members, although they may be saved as well. Where the anointing has, God has placed the anointing in you, they may not have that anointing. And sometimes as family members, as in that loved ones, and even as elders, sometimes your leaders, they reject you instead of and they don't want to hear what God has to say about you. And you have to go in your corner and sit for what God said. And then God reveals it. And by the time God reveals it, it's almost too late. But we have to be real. I'll take a chill pill and go somewhere and sit down and be still. I would not let death. God said, well, Carolyn, when you lay down tonight, by 12:01, you're going to go on into judgment. Am I ready, willing, and able? Have I done anything to be deserving of the invocation of the Lord? What have I done lately? Have I won any souls this year, Lord? Has anyone been delivered through my messages, through the prayers? And that's what we have to aim for. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are doing what thus saith the Lord. And one thing I want to remind you don't want to be so heavenly bound that you're no earthly good. But I want to be so earthly good that I will be heavenly bound. Because we have to get it right first time. Sometimes you don't get second try. You don't get to do it over again. I watch people as they come to church now, how they come so regular, in regular attires with them. And I remember back in the day, and yes, sometimes we do need tradition, when we used to be dressed up for Jesus, not even worrying about our neighbors. But you go in the courthouse, and you can't even go in the courtroom anymore. You are turned around, you're put in the bench, or you go directly to jail. And we're saying that you turn away people, they're coming as they are, but they're getting the scriptures twisted, because that's not what God said. We're selling out for God. We're not letting anything, anyone, anybody, any principles separate us from the love of God. And we want to look that part, not for man, but for God. God, how do I look today? Do I look well enough to step out the door? Am I really ready to go to work? Am I pleasing God that someone will say, what must I do to be saved? Because every time we walk out that door, we're walking into judgment. I had a young man tell me today, oh, is that how Christians talk? Is that how Christians? You're so impatient. I said, you must have forgot I'm mortal and I'm still flesh, baby. And all it was a young two cars in front, and they should have went on, had to go on. And they wanted to just sit there in the heat until they were instructed that you got to go down, turn around, and come back up. I said, look here, guys. This is what I'm talking about. You got to know, saints. We've got to know beyond the shadow of a doubt. This right here is some tough work. And it says, even as it is written, for thy sake, we are put to death all the day long. We are regarded and counted as sheep for the slaughter. Psalms 44 and 2, we got to know that when we make this walk, when you make a sacrifice, you have an invisible emblem on your head. You're already counted as sheep for slaughter. And the trials and the tribulations and the persecutions and the accusations. But tell the whole truth of the matter. It's like a preacher getting in the pulpit. No man lived a life all his life, a sinful life. We don't have any heaven or hell to put him in, but they quick to put him in heaven. They so quick. And we have to be careful for nothing, because the Bible says no liar will tarry in his sight. And we get in the pulpit and lie and fix it up and make it real cute for the family. You better tell them the truth. Hey, is anybody out there saved? Because if you don't know Jesus, I don't know where he went. And I don't have a heaven or hell to put him in, but I want to ask those that are living, that are walking, that can breathe, can you come to the altar? Can you make your way to the front? Or standing there at your seat or sitting in your seat? I offer you this Jesus. He's sweet, I know. And that's what we've got to get. We got to know this. And I pray that I've said something, because I don't want to take up much of your time.
Amen.
That I said
Amen.
To know who shall bless separate
you. Us.
God of mine.
Bless you, sister. Bless you. You know, when I just want to touch base on that, Billy Sam.
Yes, ma'am.
When I think of that also, I think of being persuaded.
Uh-huh.
In light, you know, in
uh-huh.
light of everything that we go through,
yes.
regardless, past,
uh-huh.
our past circumstances, and
absolutely.
Present circumstances, because
absolutely.
Today, truly, we are going through some things.
Damn. Yes,
but
ma'am.
Beyond all of that, even in our darkest hours.
Absolutely. Our darkest hours.
We are persuaded that nothing, demon, no principalities, no demons in high places. You know, we know that Satan has his foes, his friends, as I call it, people in the world. We can't let some people in the world are so persuaded by the things of the world. We can't be compromised. We can't, you know, when you say you will let nothing separate you from the love of God, that means nothing. You can't sell me anything. God loves me. I am so completely out by God. No matter how you tempt me, all the corruption, all the corrupt politics, even the pandemic that has gone. And we've experienced nothing, Satan, nothing you throw out there, nothing can separate me from God's love. I'm sold out. And when I think of that, those scriptures, I think of that, because when you sold out and when it's all over, we are more than conquerors. you know, and it's for us who can look back and say, when I think of the goodness of God and all that he has done for me, and how he has made ways for me, and how he has brought me through all manner of sickness and all manner of disease, and he keeps on blessing me. Oh, no matter, I can try and sway and go to the right and go to the left, but I'm going to keep my eyes focused on God. I'm going to keep my eyes focused on Christ. I'm going to keep looking up to the hills, to which cometh my help, because all my help cometh from the Lord. He is my refuge. He is my strength. And so when I think of, I just had to say that, when I think of the goodness of God and even all that he has done for me, see, you got to make this thing personal. I take it personal. I'm happy for what he does for others. But, you know, God, I'm so grateful for what you do for me in my life and the people that are around me, the people I love. And I love because I even love my enemies, because God is love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so right now, we're going to spend some time in prayer. We are going to pray in light of the things that have gone on. You know, we can't, we may not like Trump. I don't like what he's done, but I got to love him because God said love everyone. And I got to pray for him. I got to pray for him. I got to pray that God changes his ways, changes his thoughts, that we no longer succumb to him and his craziness. And so in light of that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I come to you and forgive me, because if anyone desires prayer at this time, call out the names as I get to that. And Carolyn, I'm going to leave you some time to pray as well, and anyone else who desires to. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for this time. I thank you, Lord, for all you are doing in our lives, oh God. I thank you, God, because you are almighty. You are sovereign, God. Oh, Father God, you sit on the top of the earth, and you sit on the circle of the earth, oh God. You look down, Lord, and you reach down and you take care of all of our needs, oh God. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, oh God. We just thank you, Lord. We give you honor and we give you praise, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for such a time as this, oh God. Oh, Lord, you look down and you see all the wickedness that's going on in the world, oh God. Father God, people shooting each other, going in stores in Florida, oh God, shooting up people, oh God, are doing just senseless things, oh God. Oh, Father God, we need a healing, oh God. This nation needs a healing, oh God. We send the bomb to us, oh God. The bomb, like you say in Gilead, they said, is there a bomb? Yes, there is. Yes, there is. God. God is our medication. God is what we need in this world. Oh, let people see this, oh God. Let them all come to the fullness of you, oh God. Oh, Lord, let them know that there is peace. peace. Peace if they only receive it. There is hope if they only receive it. Oh, Father God, you said you are married to the backslider, oh, God. Oh, Father God, you know every hair that's on our heads, oh, God. Lord, you know our sinful thoughts before they even become a thought, oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, you knew us when we were in our mother's womb, oh, God. You created us, oh, God. There's nothing that we can do, oh, God, that surprises you, oh, God. You know our hearts, oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, give us clean hearts and renew in us a right spirit, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Father, Lord, I'm asking you to touch, Father, touch the sick and the afflicted all over the land and country, oh, God. Oh, Father, God, just recently, Lord, we heard about in our other prayer group, we heard about the mother who lost her child, her son, oh, God. Children, Lord, are just going home, oh, God. Oh, Father, but you, oh, God, you don't make any mistakes. We know you don't make any mistakes, oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, we ask him for prayer and comfort for the bereaved, oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, children, young children taking their lives, oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, when I think about things that I've gone through, oh, God, I get this feeling of shame, oh, God, because I know that someone somewhere is suffering, oh, God, more than I could ever suffer, oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, I pray for the bereaved, oh, God. I pray for you to release the captives, oh, God. I pray that you release those who are suffering from abuse, oh, God. I pray that you release those who are suffering from addiction, oh, God. Oh, Father, I pray for the brokenness in this world, oh, God. Father, Lord, people get married and then they test it out, oh, God, just to see how it's going to work. And then in the next moment, they are ready to divorce, oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, but we got to thank you, oh, God. Jesus, you are the head of every family, of all families, oh, God. And if you've never divorced us, oh, God. You've never let us go, oh, God, even in our wayward days, oh, God. Even when we fall short of your glory, oh, God. You don't push us away, oh, God. Let us realize and sometimes say, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Give us a mind that stays focused on you, oh, God. Give us a mind that stays focused on you, Christ. Oh, Lord, help us, oh, God. Help us, Lord. We need help. Father God, I'm praying for the nation, oh, God. Father, Lord, the nation is in trouble, oh, God. We need healing, oh, God, not just in the body, oh, God, but we need healing in the White House, oh, God. We need healing in this world, oh, God. Oh, Father, people are running to and fro and doing everything under the sun, oh, God. Oh, Father, God, do not let us compromise with the ways of the world, oh, God. Homosexuality, oh, God. Lesbianism, God. No, no, no. That is not your desire. Oh, Lord, you despise them, oh, God. They are abominations in your eyesight, oh, God. Father, Lord, you know, Lord, when we come to love you, oh, God, we accept the things that you love, oh, God. We want to do your will, oh, God. And, Father, Lord, as I'm praying, praying, oh God. I don't know who's on the phone line, oh God. I don't know what circumstances they're going through, oh God. But I'd ask you to touch, God, deliver, save, oh God. Let somebody somewhere that's listening that do not know you for the pardoning of their sins, oh God, say, what must I do? What must I do to be saved? What must I do? Oh, Father God, all they have to do in the name of Jesus is to accept your Son, accept that he went to the cross, he died. Oh, he died, he suffered, bled, and died for our sins, all the sins of the world. Oh, God, Father, Lord, we ask you, we pray, oh, God, that you accept our prayer, oh, God. Oh, Father, continue to be our strength. Continue to be our refuge, oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, when we wake up in the morning, let us get in your presence, oh, God. Let us learn to worship you. Oh, Father, God, let us know that we are worshipers before we are anything else. Oh, Father, God, you want to be ushered into our lives, oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, let us get into your presence. Let us get into your word. Let us hide your word within our hearts that we may not sin. We may not sin against you. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, we worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, will there be anyone who will come forth and pray to God? Oh, hallelujah. Pray.
God.
This is Sharon Phillips, and I just want to.
I was God. People just taking people's lives because of the color of their skin. People because they feel like it's a game. These AR-15s, God.
Hallelujah.
Is it a plot or a plan, oh God? In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Is this circumstantial, God? Or is it a mental illness, God? Oh, God, help us to look on our children, God, as they lay sleep tonight, God, as they sleep and slumber all night long, God. Touch them that when they get up tomorrow morning and go to school, to go to college, to go to the daycare, to go to the nursery, the kindergarten, God, have your way, God. Protect and shield them. God, we ask that angels assign them, God. Angels be with them and guide them in the mighty name of Jesus. From the crown of their heads to the very soles of their feet, God. So many innocent lives are being slaughtered, God, all the day long, God. The saints of God, where are we, God? Are we praying anymore, God? Are we fasting anymore, God? Are we consecrating anymore? Are we on our post as we should be anymore, God? Help us now, King Jesus, because we need you. Come now, Lord, and give us another way and another day, God. Help us to stay in your word, God. Help us to realize that it is you that have made us. Ask ourselves, God. Strengthen us for such a time as this, God. Death is on an all-time rise, God. You said that you're calling all and waiting on none, God. But, Lord, come now. Search our hearts, our minds, our soul, God. Speak, God, just still small voice. We're here, God. So that another soul won't be lost in vain, God. Oh, God, look on the mothers and the fathers, grandmothers and fathers that are losing their children, God, losing their children. And generations are being cut off before they're 18 years old, God, because gangs are coming and they're rising up, God. And in order to be ordained and be an ordination, God, a part of the destruction, God, they have to take a life, God. Where is their common sense, God? The enemy has infiltrated, God. The enemy came in like a thief in the night, God. But we know that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, God. But you said God knows you're dead. That will come, hallelujah, that we might have life and have it more abundantly, Lord. We will not let principality to be our intellectual, God. Don't let us be like Reese's Pieces and spread it all here, there, and everywhere, God. But help us to have a sound mind, God. Help us to believe in your sound doctrine, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bless our neighbors, God. Look on Florida even, God, as they're about to go through a hurricane, God. Oh, God, send it back to the sea, God. And look on the men that are working in the seas, God, that they won't lose their lives, God, that they've already come home to their loved ones, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand now, God, and we'll be so careful, God. Look on our administrator, Apostle Willie Armstrong, God. Look on him as he takes his sabbatical, God. Look on Sister Valerie, that's over the global courses in prayer. Everyone on the blog talk all this week, all this month, all next month, God. Help us to be brothers and sisters, God. No big eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand and make a way out of no way, God. For you are God all by yourself, God. Bring back evangelists and bring back elders and ministers, God. Bring back bishops and overseers and apostles. Look on the missionaries that are in the different countries of the continent all over the world. Touch them right now, God. Look on the remote villages that still know that you reign, God. For you reign forever, God. You said heaven and earth, hallelujah, will pass away, but your word, hallelujah, that we read in Romans will not fail. Yeah. We're not to you, Lord, God. And for this, we say thank you, kind master, because you did it again, hallelujah. Signed, sealed, and delivered it. And God, we say thank you. Thank you for the big and the small, God. Thank you for the birds, the bees, the flowers, and the trees, God. You said everything that you made was fully created, God. And for we are made in your image, God. And you make no mistakes, God. Even in death, God, in mourning and grieving, God. You said, God, hallelujah to the Lamb, weeping endures for a night, but joy come in the morning, God. And my morning is not her morning. My morning is not his morning, God. But you know all things, God, because you sit high and you look low. And we say thank you, for this is your service prayer. Hear us, God. Hear our cry, God, when we're on the battlefield, God. Fight every one of our battles, God. Continue to fill our bank accounts again, God. Make them more than they've ever been, God. For we are living in the last days, God. And we have not forgot Second Chronicles, God. And we repent and ask you that we live. Hallelujah. Forgive, heal, live, and move forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I will let you or Minister Crouch pray. I just have some names I'd like to call out. And just requires a sincere, short, sincere prayer, because I know the time is running out. And I'll just call the names out. Apostle Armstrong, Pastor Adupo.
Yeah.
Minister Crouch, Evangelist Roby, Evangelist Barry, Prophetess Teal, Evangelist Strong, my mother, Evelyn, Rochelle, the Hicks family, Nevada, Anderson family, the Chapman family, the Thomas family, the Jones family, the Wood family, the Henderson family, the Johnson family, Jacqueline Dawson, the Ram Dean family, Marcus, Nick, the Watts family, the Phillips family, the Trump family, the Biden family, the Harris family, the King family. These are the names that I just wanted to call before you and ask for prayer for their particular situation and their circumstance, and also the Dorsey family.
Yes, Lord, yes. His prophet is still on the line.
Hallelujah.
His prophet is Bettina on the line.
My Lord, hallelujah.
His apostle Armstrong on the line.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of
Jesus.
Oh God, if we come to you again, come to you again, oh God. For you are never too busy, oh God. You incline your ears to our hearts and our minds, oh God. You reach way down, oh God. You see us, oh God. You see us and you hear every cry, oh God. David says you hear all our cries, oh God. Father God, I
thank you
for the touch all the people that my sister called out. Oh God, I don't know all of my name, oh God. I don't know who they need, oh God. I don't know all of what's going on in their lives, oh God. But you know, oh God, you know all, oh God. You are all knowing, all wise, oh God, all present everywhere, oh God. You can be in one place and all places at the same time, oh God. Father, Lord, we ask that you touch and deliver. Heal, set free, oh God. Oh, Lord, comfort the minds and the souls of people, oh God. Comfort us, oh God. Lead us, Lord. Lead us and guide us, oh God. Satan desires to sift us like wheat, oh God. Hallelujah. You know, oh God. But, Lord, let us be steadfast, unmovable, oh God, unshakable, oh God, that no matter what comes our way, oh God, no matter how many trials we endure, oh God, no matter what comes our way, the storms may blow, oh God, but Lord, you are in the midst of every storm, oh God.
Yes.
Oh, Father, Lord, let us stand on your word, oh God. Let us put on your full armor, oh God. Oh, Father God, you said that these strongholds come, oh God. They are mighty in the pulling down of strongholds, oh God. Father, Lord, we do not fight these things in our own flesh, oh God, but we fight them every spiritual warfare, God. We have to know that we can't do nothing in our flesh. We can't do nothing in the natural, oh God. We have to fight in the supernatural, oh God. Let us carry, walk in your spirit, talk in your spirit, oh God, do in your spirit, oh God. Give us a do right mind, oh God. And Father, Lord, I know that, Lord, that things do not come. It is not your desire, Lord, that anyone should perish, oh God, but that we all come to the fullness of you, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, I'm asking you to touch us all, oh God. Touch this nation, oh God. Touch, Lord, the people who take the desires of killing and the desire of going to war, oh God, and the desire of being despiteful and the desire of pride, oh God. Take it out, oh God. Give us a circumcision in our hearts, oh God. Cut it, cut it, cut it all away, oh God. Cast all our sins, oh God, in the sea of forgetfulness and never, never, never to rise anymore, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God. Make us a holy, oh God, acceptable in your sight, oh God. Wash us in hyssop, oh God, that we may be whiter than snow, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. The next time somebody thinks about picking up a weapon, oh God, oh Father, Lord, let them say, I yield. This is not of the Lord. This is not his desire, oh God. Give him a mind that stays on you, oh God. Give us a servant's heart, oh God. Teach us to have more love in our heart for our neighbors, oh God, for those that hate us and despise us, oh God, those who do wicked things to us, oh God. Let us not go around with hate, oh God. And even, Lord, as we talk about the former President Trump, oh God, Father, Lord, keep him out the White House, oh God. Keep him out, oh God. We know you can do it, oh Lord. You have the power, oh God. I have no doubt that you're shutting the doors right now, keeping him out, oh God. But it is not my desire that any harm comes to him, oh God, for you are judge and you are juror over all, oh God, the wicked and the unjust, oh God, as well as the just, oh God. Oh Lord, vindication is in your hand, oh God. We don't seek revenge. We don't gloat about it, oh God. We don't get happy when people fall and over their failures and their faults, oh God, because we realize, oh God, that we are human, oh God, and we can fall just as quick as we rise, oh God, we can fall. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I ask you to bless the angel of this broadcast, oh God, the founder, the visionaire, oh God. Touch him, Lord. Keep him safe, oh God. Oh, Father, keep him in health, oh God. Touch him, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, expand his ministry, oh God. Hallelujah. You see the vision, oh God. You hold it in your hands. You gave it to him, oh Lord Jesus. We thank you, precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for coming in the midst right here or right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, if I have omitted anything at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Apostle to give us some closing words. I know we're running a little bit over, but we can hear the Spirit. Amen. Apostle?
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I am here. It's a ride in the last several weeks of my 30-day spiritual retreat.
Mm-hmm.
First of September will be the end of it, but I'm just excited about what he has been telling me, what he's been putting in my spirit. And one of the things put in my spirit is that we got to quit praying problems. Got to quit praying the problem. You have to begin to pray solution. And he told me while I was away that we are people of purpose and that he called us out from the world. And we have a purpose. And what we have to do is get into his word. And the other thing he showed me is that we've been on the radio for 7 years. And the scripture that he put in my spirit is that when Jesus talked to Peter and said, Peter, do you love me? And he said, yes. And he said, then Jesus gave him instruction. He said, feed my lambs. Okay,
amen.
And then Jesus asked Peter again. He said, tend my sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And then last he said to Peter again, asking the same question, and then he said, feed my sheep.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the significance of that? The significance of that is that we've been on this radio for 7 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new beginning. And the people already, we already been giving people milk.
That's right.
We have to now begin giving people meat, which means to me, what he was telling me is that we got to do a little bit more than what we've done in the past. We can't keep doing the same thing, because he said, feed my lambs. Then he said, tend his sheep. So the lamb is no longer a lamb is a sheep.
Oh.
And then he said, tend them. And then he moved to feed them. So now we got to begin to feed the people. Feed the people meat. Feed the people the word, not as we heard, not traditional experience, but what did the word say? And like whenever I was listening in and out, and the scripture that came to me, we got to begin to pray the scripture and begin to let the scripture lead us. The scripture that came to me was 1 Timothy chapter 2. Whenever you were talking and you were praying, what does the scripture say? We pray for everybody. Pray for all people.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say pray that they do evil. And the other scripture said that you are known by your fruits.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
but yet we still got to pray for them. And why?
He tells
us why we have to pray. He said you pray for them so you can have a quiet, peaceful, godly existence. If we don't pray for peace and pray for salvation for those leaders who are in authority, when they get in there, they start doing evil stuff. And then we start crying. It's too late.
Mm-hmm.
It's too late.
Mm-hmm.
We should have been praying before, asking God's will to be done, so that, and the ones who are in there, we need still, the fruits is not right, Lord. The fruits don't line up with your word.
Yeah,
and we're going to have to begin to think about what it is that we are doing and why we're doing it and what is the purpose for us doing what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but that's what the Lord has been working with me on. And I'm waiting for the 1st of September to see just how I'm supposed to, because I asked, what are we supposed to do now? This is the 8th year. This is a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got 6 months or a year to figure out the transition from that old to the new. And the other scriptures that came to me, Isaiah 43:18-19, he said, don't dwell on former things. I'm doing an old thing a new way. So we have to begin to sit and allow the Spirit to lead us. So stay, you're on point. Keep going the way you're going and keep listening to the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth.
Glorious.
He made it clear that he's holding me accountable for every word, not some word, but every word that is broadcast over this radio.
Mm-hmm.
He's holding me accountable. Not just you, but he's holding me accountable.
Holding you.
So my challenge to everybody is that get into the word. See what that word says about these situations, circumstances that we are dealing with, and begin to pray the solution.
Amen.
And begin to teach, so we can count it all joy. Because that's one thing, I never thought that I would be in this place I'm in. I never thought mm-hmm. I would be the one to die before my wife. It's my thing to God. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
And that's nothing wrong with you going to God and asking God.
That's right.
And, yeah. don't, and when you ask him, listen and see what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like I used to be a long time ago. I knew what God was going to say. I didn't wait to hear his answer. I asked the question and answered it for him. Now we have to be silent, be still. Be still.
Amen. Because
we are his people. We are the people of purpose. We are the people that he called out from among the world to spread the word. And we're just not talking. I'm not just talking to you guys. I'm talking, mm-hmm. we have 10,000 listeners that overall since we've been on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And the message that we give is to people in all over the earth, Russia, Africa, India, South Korea, Japan,
mm-hmm.
Brazil, the whole South America,
mm-hmm.
Ukraine. So those individuals who are listening, you who are listening, you're listening to find something that will give you comfort, that will give you peace. And the
mm-hmm.
situation, circumstances that we are facing here in America, you are facing similar situations, circumstances, wherever you are on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I praise God for all who are listening. And I ask God
mm-hmm.
to send his Holy Spirit and touch the lives of those individuals and to
mm-hmm.
help them to walk through those situations and circumstances that they are dealing with and be
mm-hmm.
able to count it all joy because
mm-hmm.
they know that Elohim is watching and is walking with them. And Elohim
mm-hmm.
is the Hebrew name for God. When you look at the Hebrew
yeah.
Bible, it calls him Elohim, and it tells
mm-hmm.
you that's his name forever. So
well,
that's the other thing. We will begin to introduce more of the Hebrew understanding of the word and how it came. And we will be using Jesus' Hebrew name. And there will be a time whenever I will do biblical studies and I will explain why we got to these names of that we are using, and that was not biblical. We
mm-hmm.
are about being biblical. What does the word say? And how the translation, how those interpreters translated the word, because the Bible wasn't written in English. It was written
mm-hmm.
in Hebrew and Aramaic.
Mm-hmm.
And they translated
yeah.
it from that to
mm-hmm.
English.
Amen.
And they translate it like one of my favorite ones. And once I learned and the Holy Spirit convicted me, and I now can speak with power by saying Spirit, Holy Spirit. I don't say Holy Ghost. Holy
mm-hmm.
Ghost came into the Bible. Yeah, you can find it in
mm-hmm.
the King James. That's the only Bible you can find it in. Because whenever the interpreters translated it, they say ghost and spirit, the meaning are similar. So they put ghost in and left spirit out. And spirit is in the Torah or the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
You won't find ghosts anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, y'all. Wanted to.
Okay.
So those. So whenever you are on and you hear us using these terms, you understand why. Because God is revealing those truths that was hidden from us all these years. And
yeah.
that's what he's doing now.
Yes,
and those yeah. truths have got power. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm still getting a little excited sometimes.
It's okay.
All right.
You know, I'm excited too, because even you know, I want to tell you when we hear that scripture, God is a spirit. Some translations say God is a spirit. God is not a spirit. God is spirit. You know, and it depends on the translation you use. But I don't get caught up about different translations. You have to, that's where you have to discern and study the word to know the difference. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so I thank you all for joining. I thank you, Carolyn, for coming on. Carolyn, I call her Carolyn, but I thank you, Evangelist Crouch. I thank you, Apostle, for coming in and sharing light on this broadcast.
Amen.
And I ask anyone, if they have Facebook tomorrow, tune in at 7 p.m. On Facebook Live. Look for Breaking Free Prophetess Latina Till.